Homeless people were told they could sleep on mattresses outside the King County Administration Building last night. They're trying to draw attention to the closure of 15 shelters. The group that runs the shelters has some money problems. Say the problems grew when King County shut off their funding last year. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Rick McLean is homeless. He says most homeless shelters micromanage the people who sleep there. They say,
this is what we want you to do. You must believe this religion, or you must stand over here, you must stand over there. This is how much space we're going to give you, and you should damn well better be grateful for it.
McLean says he was even more grateful for the shelter run by Share. It's way more easygoing because it's run by homeless people.
We gather together and we choose to follow the rules that we have.
One of Share's strengths may also be one of its weaknesses.
That's Jean Cole Wells, King County Council member.
People like it because it's very informal in terms of the operations. They don't feel there's a lot of bureaucracy, paperwork. But on the other hand, then it's more difficult for them to give evidence that they've followed the system so that they can be eligible.
Eligible for funding. Unlike King County, the city of Seattle does give money to Share, but a city official said that money could stop flowing if Share doesn't open back up its shelters. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.